Hall of Fame is incredible. And I don't care that he used performance-enhancing drugs because he was going to be in the Hall of Fame no matter what. And people are like, well, what kind of message is that for your kids, Parrish? Here's what kind of message it is, nerd. It's a message for my kids that Barry Bonds was an awesome baseball player. That's my message for my boys, all three of them. I'll sit them down tonight, and I'll talk to them about Barry Bonds. And the message I'll deliver to them, father to son, will be, hey, this dude Barry Bonds, who was done playing before you guys were born, was the baddest dude I ever seen play baseball. He would hit the ball into a body of water over and over and over again. And the idea that there's a museum dedicated to the greatest baseball players in history and he's not in it is asinine. Beyond that, I think people forget the Barry Bonds story, what it actually was. Here's the Barry Bonds story. Barry Bonds was the best baseball player in the world. And then he watched inferior players become better than him, more productive than him, because they were using performance-enhancing drugs. Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, so on and so forth. And at some point, he got to the point where he said, everybody's using. And somehow now everybody's hitting more home runs than me, even though I'm the best. Everybody's hitting more consistently than I am, even though I'm the best. Well, I'll play this game too. And then he became the best thing we've ever seen. My point being, Barry Bonds didn't just decide to cheat. Barry Bonds was in the middle of a sport where guys were cheating. Pitchers and hitters. And so he just decided, I'm not going to be an inferior player to all these idiots. If they're going to do this stuff, I'm going to do this stuff, and I'll show how much better I actually am than them. So if you want to note that on his Hall of Fame plaque, that he used performance-enhancing drugs, fine with me. But also note that he used performance-enhancing drugs in an era where a lot of people were, and he was still so much better than everybody else. Imagine if, in my own career, there was a pill you could take, and it would make you a better columnist, make you a better radio host, make you better on television. And I got all these guys who aren't as talented as I am, and they're taking these pills. And now they're getting better jobs than me, they're making more money than me. I'd take the pill. I'm not going to get passed up by all these guys who are not as naturally talented as I am, who haven't worked as hard as I've worked. So I guess, if we could get it out of the deal, I'd get it out of the deal. But given that it's here and other people are taking advantage of it, I'm going to take advantage of it too. That's all Barry Bonds did. We're going to keep him out of the Hall of Fame with that? You're out of your mind. Barry Bonds belongs in the Hall of Fame, and Harold Baines doesn't belong anywhere close to that thing.
Story number three.
An Irish woman who married the ghost of a 300-year-old pirate claims the couple have split up. That's what she said this weekend.
There's a lot to unpack here, Gary.
So her name is Amanda Teague.
All right.
She's 46 years old.
Yeah.
And last year, she married what she described as her soulmate. It was the ghost of a 300-year-old pirate, a Haitian pirate named Jack.
Jack the Pirate.
Yeah. And so she and Jack, presumably, this is a real story, by the way. I'm not just making this up. She and Jack were happy.
She was getting along with her marriage with this pirate ghost.
300-year-old pirate ghost.
All right.
And then she hasn't really expanded on what went wrong.
Yeah.
Other than
where to go south.
Perhaps the obvious, which is she woke up and realized she was married to a pirate ghost.
That's tough.
But she announced that she will explain all in due course, but that her marriage to Jack the pirate ghost is now over. So like I said at the top, been a rough month for love.
Yeah.
Cardi being Offset, headed for a divorce.
Yeah.
And now Amanda and Jack, the 300-year-old pirate ghost, it looks like they're destined for Splitsville as well.
Story number four.
Brendan Wofford is a 5-star prospect in the class of 2019, and he tweeted today that he will be cutting his list publicly to just 4 schools on Friday. So question becomes, which 4 schools will it be?
Yeah.
And the answer is almost certainly Memphis, Alabama, and 2 schools that will not ultimately get Trendon Wofford. Basically, everybody I've talked to about this recruitment thinks that it comes down to Alabama or Memphis. He either stays with the big in-state school, that's Alabama, or he comes here to play for Memphis, because he has a relationship with the staff that dates basically his entire life. He played for what was formerly known as Mike Miller's grassroots program. He was coached by Ernie Kuiper, who is Mike Miller's cousin. And so Memphis has always had a real in there. And if they're able to get this done, it would obviously be the first 5-star prospect they're able to get from outside of of the region.
Yeah.
And a third top 50 player in the class of 2019. So we'll see. But I would assume that unless something really gets shaken up, Memphis, Alabama, plus two other schools that will not get Trendon Wofford will be announced on Friday. And then ultimately, he'll pick either of the Tigers or the Crimson Tide. Jeff Calkins up next.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Golic and Wingo Morning Show. Weekdays from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett.
WMFS Memphis.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit OrionFCU.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
It's getting cold outside, and what better way to entertain the family than to hit the track at Audubon Indoor Speedway. Audubon tracks are inspired by real road race courses, but way cooler because they're indoors and climate controlled. And Audubon's fully electric Italian-made carts are ultra modern, fun to drive, and fast with speeds up to 50 miles per hour. Not your dad's rattly carts of old, more like electric Lamborghinis. Mondays through Thursdays, get one free race for every two you buy. I guarantee a trip to Audubon will change the way you think about your weekdays. Audubon Indoor Speedway events. Fast, fun, cool.
Did you know that your house is a hidden gem? This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. And yes, I'm often referred to as Shell Dunn. Just like a diamond that is cut and polished until it becomes a thing of beauty and has more value, your home is very similar. And just like a jewelry craftsman looks at a gem before cutting, I'd like to meet, see your home, and discuss options to enhance the marketability and increase the value of your gem, your home. This way you can choose what to do. And because not every agent has a strategic marketing program like I do, and they certainly don't have a Shellbucks option, if you or someone you know is thinking of selling, don't jump on the first train that comes along. Call or email me to find out how you might make your home sell quicker at a better price. And that's why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn. You can reach me at 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com. Do it now or save this information. 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-375-2621. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-375-2621 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-375-2621 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-375-2621.
Men, do you have symptoms of low testosterone or hypogonadism? CNS Healthcare is looking for volunteers to take part in a low testosterone or hypogonadism clinical research study for men 45 to 80 years of age with a history or risk of heart disease or stroke. You may be eligible for some compensation for participation. If you're interested, call 901-843-1045 or visit cnshealthcare.com to learn more.
Enjoy a mouth-watering array of hot and healthy dishes with today's perks deal. $25 to Humdinger's Restaurant for only $15. Humdinger's entrees are built around freshly grilled gourmet fish, chicken, and vegetables. Many using the legendary Piri Piri spice from the coastal regions of South Africa. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Robert Irwin Jewelers has brought you a new choice in diamonds. Altar Created Diamonds gives you the opportunity to buy a bigger, brighter diamond and save an average of 25 to 30%. Environmentally friendly, conflict-free, Altar Created Diamonds only available at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
The Daily Memphian is your new local online news source. If you haven't subscribed yet, I don't know what you're waiting on. You can get an annual subscription for just 77 bucks. That breaks down to $7 a month, but you get 1 month free. 7 times 11 is still 77. Tell me I can't do math. 77 bucks. You get all of the content. You can get it on your computer. Obviously, get it on your phone. They got a nice app. And it's the only way to read Jeff Calkins on the local sports scene. It's the only way to read Chris Harrington on the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, there's been a lot of changes in journalism in this market, in lots of markets. in recent years. And some prominent Memphians decided that this city deserved a newspaper owned by Memphians, run by Memphians, written by Memphians, edited by Memphians. And so now we've got it. It's the Daily Memphian, and you can reach it at dailymemphian.com. That's dailymemphian.com. Again, you can subscribe right now. $77 for the entire year. $7 a month. You get the first month free. That's at dailymemphian.com. Dailymemphian.com. And the award-winning columnist for the Daily Memphian, his name is Jeff Calkins. Hosting the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays, 9 to 11. He joins me now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good. I think it's also true that the Memphis, Tennessee game is now sold out.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to dailymemphian.com/penny, you can register for free tickets to the Tigers to that game, plus a autographed basketball by Penny. Plus an autographed basketball by Penny. That's Daily Memphian / Penny. And go ahead and register. Because how else are you going to get in that darn game? You know? You could.
Yes, I will be there, but not everybody has access to credentials the way you and I and people in our profession do. So if you're looking for tickets, you can maybe win them. DailyMemphian.com/Penny. DailyMemphian.com/Penny. So Phil Stukenborg, on behalf of the University of Memphis, sends out the email today. It is officially a sellout Saturday's game between the Tigers and the third-ranked Vols. I'll have Rick Barnes on the show, Tennessee's coach, tomorrow, by the way. And in the email press release, it says that it's only the fifth sellout in University of Memphis basketball history at FedEx Forum and the first since 2009. That surprised me. Did it surprise you?
Yes, it did. The number surprised me. I knew there hadn't. It's funny, before that email came out, I'd actually been thinking about the last time there had been a sellout, and I couldn't remember it. Well, the last one was when? It was Josh.
It was March 7, 2009. It was John Calipari's last home game.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Josh never had a sellout.
No. I mean, Josh put it in there pretty good. That's what she said.
Oh, no, no.
That's what she said.
But according to the University of Memphis, there was never a game under Josh Pastner where every ticket for every seat was sold.
That's surprising.
Me too.
Because I would have thought in the early, I don't remember a particular game, but in the early years of Josh, I mean, very clearly, it was quote-unquote sold out for free during Memphis Madness of Josh's year. Like, that was packed. And I guess I would have assumed when Cincinnati or Louisville or someone was in here that you might have had a sellout, but that's startling. I hate to say this. It does underline that it's too big a building.
Yes.
Like, it's just not – that was a very good program in the first few years under Josh, and people were excited about it and whatever else. In a perfect world, you would not have – that many seats. You'd have, 12,000?
If I were the University of Memphis, I would want a 12,000-seat basketball arena and a 35,000-seat football stadium.
Or 40, maybe, at most, something. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's right. So it's too big. There's no question. That's what she said. But it's nice it's going to be sold out. And very, very clearly, and I don't know how many of those fans are going to be Tennessee fans, but I would suspect 3,000? 4,000? What do you think? 5,000?
Yeah.
How many of those are going to be Tennessee fans?
Well, it looks like Memphis has been selling around, 12, 13,000 tickets per game. So I would assume that the majority of what was left over, maybe not the majority, but a significant number of what was left over from that, been eaten up by Tennessee fans who are excited about a team that's now ranked third in the AP poll, second in the CBS Sports Top 25 and 1. You'll see some orange in there, but it'll be overwhelmingly blue.
Right, but there will be, yeah. I would say 3,000 probably Tennessee fans will be there. So it'll be fun. I mean, I don't know if it'll be fun. It'll be Tennessee looks awfully good. And Memphis is looking better, but it all feels a little fragile, you know. And you wonder if the Memphis players are young, can try to do too much, et cetera. Like, lots of things. So... it's a fun week. And I just got off the phone with Mike Norvell. I don't know if you want to change topics yet, but after that tweet that he sent out, it's a funny job we have. Like, I was just sitting on my couch doing nothing, and the next thing you're racing to get a column up, and it's up at dailymemphian.com, and I talked to Mike about, like, why he sent out that tweet. Like, what makes you, and I think you've already talked about the tweet, but what makes him say on this day when Mark Giannato, really, the tweet was speculating that Mike will stay. That was what it was speculating. He said, this is just speculation, but this is the kind of thing Mike would probably tweet out if he was going to stay. Mike tweets out, stop speculating about my future. I love it here. I'm basically staying. That's essentially what he said. And so I got on the phone with Mike and asked him what prompted him to do it, and he just said, I just decided to back with it. That it was time. And he said, I answered the questions. Now, he didn't answer the questions in quite definitively. He said, I answered the questions the other day at practice. He said, and if I have to every time my name is connected with a job, so I'm not going, it's going to be redundant. And I just decided to step up and put an end to it. And that's essentially what he told me. And then he sort of said that his cell phone has been ringing off the hook for people who want assistant coaching jobs. But let's be honest. I now want an assistant coaching job on his staff. I think we all should. I don't know that there is anything you can do better for your career than be on Mike Norvell's coaching staff, no matter what your career happens to be.
I mean, honest to God, think about this. So Kenny Dillingham, who is obviously a brilliant football mind, Mike Norvell and then Gus Malzahn don't hire you consecutively unless right. you are. But take that, put it over here. Nobody knows whether I'm a brilliant football mind or not. And if you made me the offensive coordinator at Memphis, but then I relinquished all play calling responsibilities to Mike, I just got to sort of like sit up in the booth and put headphones on, and then do I get like a Power 5 coordinator job? Like what would prevent me?
I'll be honest, I'm a little surprised that after your performance at the spring game when you coached under Mike Norvell and went to try your triumphant victory, didn't you?
Yes, I won. I'm 1-0 as a play caller.
I'm a little surprised.
Consideration, because, yeah.
Like, unlike Kenny Dillingham, you were actually calling the play.
Right.
And
I called more plays for Memphis than Kenny Dillingham.
You've held the laminate longer than Dillingham.
I'm a little surprised that the one of the big boys hasn't come after you. I gotta tell you. I mean, Tom, who was your opposition, right?
Right. He was losing. He wasn't as effective as I was.
He wasn't as effective.
That's
I'm
what
a
she
little
said.
Surprised that someone hasn't tried to come after you because you worked under Mike Norvell, and basically everyone else who does makes $1 million.
No, Chip Long. Works under Mike Norvell, calls plays successfully, like whatever, and then ends up at Notre Dame. And right. then Kenny Dillingham works under Mike Norvell, offensive coordinator, quote.
Don't disparage Kenny Dillingham.
Now he's the
dude's at Auburn.
Now he's the offensive coordinator at Auburn.
Daryl Dickey. Texas A&M.
And now I'm still sitting here doing four notable stories.
makes no
the
sense
hell is
to me
going
whatsoever.
On?
It doesn't make any
this
sense.
This is incredible.
It doesn't make any sense. Like I'm gonna see my agent, who has been brilliant for me.
Yeah,
but right. I think he's like maybe.
Well, he's not a coaching agent. You need a Jimmy for this, very clearly. Yeah. You know,
my agent and Jimmy work together. I am a CAA client.
Oh that's Ooh. Right. You're connected. You should have been connected to this.
I mean, I'm already basic. I'm in the CAA family already.
Ugh.
I like why maybe I need to call
it's a
Jimmy.
Surprising and disappointing, honestly.
It is
right.
disappointing.
These, like every like once in a while, my agent like calls me and he's like, "Hey, I got something popping. What do you think of this?" And I'm like, "That's
and you're
interesting."
Thinking he's going to say Arkansas.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Well,
maybe Michigan. You know, Harbaugh needs some help, right? Clearly.
Yeah, like
I saw that Ohio State game.
Yeah. Like, yo, I don't care. I don't want to hear any more about the Athletic. I want to hear about Arkansas. I've heard enough about the Athletic. I want you call me back when you've got Arkansas.
Yeah,
I want to be a coordinator at Arkansas. I'm 1-0 as a play caller under Mike Norvell. Get me the Arkansas job.
Right.
So maybe I need to just expand my job. Like, just make sure everybody understands. I am not just trying to do this journalism thing forever. I enjoy telling stories on the radio, but I would also enjoy making $1.5 million calling plays on Saturday.
So, or like, not calling them.
or not calling them. Either way,
right.
It doesn't.
Even better. Even better.
Even better.
I don't have to call the plays. It's a hell of a lot.
Yeah. Talking to Jeff Coggins.
It is unbelievably impressive. Like that's why when people are critical, which they have been a little bit this year of Mike, you're like, okay, the people who know what they're doing are hiring his people at Notre Dame,
right.
Auburn, Tennessee, Georgia. I mean, they're not even like the Purdue's of the world, right? I mean, they're just at all the biggest names. They're going and they're hiring Mike Norvell people and putting them in charge because they're thinking, I want some of that, right, on our team. And it's really astonishing. It keeps happening like this. It's remarkable, and it is a credit to Mike very clearly and his offense.
Do we have a sense for whether he just decided I'm going to get out of this Kansas State stuff, or if he actually passed on the Kansas State job?
I don't know.
Right.
I think he probably passed on the Kansas State job, but I don't really know.
Right.
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, in the end, who knows the answer to when people pull out of jobs and when they, you know.
I'll tell you when it usually is. When it usually, it's either A, after you've realized you're not getting the job, or B, after you've already used it as leverage with your current administration to get a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and now you're ready just to, for recruiting purposes, to announce to the world.
Well, that's the other thing. I do think that played a part in it. He was out on the road recruiting today. And he's got home visits tonight, and he's going out tomorrow recruiting. And what better time, once you absolutely know you're coming back, to make it, to at least just take that off the table, right? I did ask him if he was going to get an extension, and he said, oh, you know, they've shown great commitment to me. We'll work that out. Like that. You know, he sort of was, he was political about that answer, but I suspect there will be some sweetener there.
Yeah, you know, in a world where coaches get extensions all the time, I don't know why Mike Norvell wouldn't get one. If you ever wanted to argue that extending coaches year after year after year is a bad athletic department approach, I completely agree. But in this world where coaches get extensions all the time, guys less successful than Mike Norvell, then if you're University of Memphis and you have the capabilities of stepping up and just doing a little bit, even to show in a very public way appreciation, that stuff is important, because I think it is smart for Mike Norvell to turn down Kansas State. If he did turn down Kansas State, that is not the job I would take if I were him. But if you ever want to lose your coach to a place like Kansas State, piss him off in some contract negotiations. That's when you lose him next time to a school like this. If Mike Norvell, the goal at the University of Memphis should always be, as it relates to Mike, when he leaves us, it's exactly like when Justin left us. It's just like, hey, what are you going to do? You can't pass on that job. Don't put him in a place where he's like, oh, really? You don't appreciate me? Okay, well, now I'll just go to Kansas State. Don't ever put him in a place where he's wired to leave for that kind of job. Make him leave for a job that he just cannot turn down.
Right. No, I agree completely. And Kansas State is not that job. It's not a job that you just can't turn down.
Right.
It's a job that he might succeed at, because I think he's unbelievably good. Yeah, it's not Virginia Tech, let's be clear.
I'm talking to Jeff Coggins here at 92.9 FM ESPN. I want to talk Grizzlies with you for a second. It was a great Friday night, terrible Saturday night, but either way, they come out of that 1-1, which is what they were supposed to be out of that anyway. You're supposed to lose the one down in New Orleans, win the one inside FedEx Forum. Instead, they win the one in New Orleans, lose to our King and Savior LeBron James on Saturday night, and it did create that viral moment where LeBron gave a Grizzlies equipment manager these shoes. So it was the game didn't go the way Grizzlies fans wanted, but we did get a memory out of it, and that was a sweet little deal, right?
I thought it was incredibly sweet. Yeah, the only thing that wasn't sweet about it is I was in the Brown locker room when LeBron was talking about it, so I didn't care about it. So that irritated the hell out of me. But, yeah, no, it was incredibly sweet. No, I mean, it's just sweet. You see, it means that much to her, and it's absolutely the video of her getting it and then crying, and it's just, like, fantastic. And, you know, to me what it means is – I can't imagine growing up like LeBron James, where people have been fawning over you for forever, right? And there are various people who say, I mean, you hear, like, it's, he has this circle of people, and it's, he's hard, you know, Kevin Durant saying he's hard to play with or whatever else. Like, you hear good and bad things about LeBron James. He seems like a good dude to me, and he's also involved in issues of the day, which is, I think shows courage and conscience. And to me, what this moment shows more than anything else is that he sees people. You know, it's easy, I think, when you're that big to not see, I don't mean physically, when you're that, but to not see the people who, you know, pick up the towels and pick up the cups, and that they just treat them like this, like servants, right? Like, and for him to notice her and notice what she's wearing and notice that she was Team LeBron, as she put it, I just think it speaks well of him. It's the old judge me by how you treat not the good and the great, but how you treat the ordinary folks. And to me, that's what spoke particularly well of LeBron, that he saw her and noticed her even in order to decide to give her those shoes.
It's remarkable, too, because remember, he's played on an Eastern Conference team his entire career, which means he's only come here once a year, and yet he remembers her. Whereas I go to FedEx Forum all the time. I see people all the time. I don't know anybody. I mean, it reminded me of this. There's this thing Jimmy Kimmel does on his show where they get like these ridiculous things like hog penis or, you know, like a rotten egg. And it's all these things in front of somebody. And it'll be like Jimmy Kimmel and Kim Kardashian. So he'll ask Kim Kardashian, which of your sisters do you like least? And she either has to answer the question or take a bite of hog penis. Right. It's like it's a little thing.
Yeah.
So one of the things he did, he actually had James Corden on his show once, another talk show host. Actually, I think I've got it backwards. So then Kimmel was on it's James Corden who does this with everybody. That's what it is. Okay, James Corden is doing this with Jimmy Kimmel on James Corden's show. And it gets to Jimmy Kimmel's turn to ask James Corden a question. And because Kimmel works in television, he knew that this would be uncomfortable. The question was, name three of your cameramen. And Corden just had to eat hog.
Oh, this is great.
Because you see those people every day.
Yeah, you should know who that is.
You don't know who they are.
You have to know.
Because you just walk in, boom, 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 boom. And it made me think, because at the broadcast center, we worked.
Do this exercise to you, Gary?
Well, that made me go learn everybody's name.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I know everybody's face because you see them every night.
How about
that's
here?
That's a terrible question to ask. It's the Kardashian one, like, which sister do you like the least? You know, there you are putting in a position where they have to decide whether they want to answer that question or not, right? It's a decision that they're going to make. Do I want to give this answer or do I want to eat the hog penis, right? What he did is he just totally exposed it. There was nothing for him to decide there. he didn't know the names. He wasn't going to say, I know the names, but I'm not going to give them. I'm going to eat hog penis unless he just really loves hog penis. And so he just, it was a gotcha question. It wasn't a rock and a hard place question. I think it's kind of unfair.
it's a tough spot, but my point in telling that story is that, to your point, it's very easy when you are famous to just sort of not see people. You know, you're so focused on what you're doing and being famous that you don't notice normal people. And this was an example Saturday night of LeBron, like, being the opposite of that. I thought it was really cool that, A, he actually did notice her and notice her shoes and said, and the stories line up, by the way, because he says that I've noticed every time I've been here that she's wearing a different pair of my shoes. And she subsequently tells the story, every game I wear a pair of LeBron shoes. So, like, it adds up. And so it suggests that it's true. And for him to, A, notice her, notice that, and then, B, to take what is mostly a pretty easy gesture, like giving away shoes where you've got a new pair every day, but, like, to recognize what that will mean to her is a pretty awesome thing, I thought.
No, it was really sweet. It was a really sweet moment. There's no question that's true. Less sweet for the Grizzlies. It was really brutal for the Grizzlies. And it was one of those where at the end, J.B. Bickerstaff, he was not even mad. because there was nothing, as he said, and I think this is absolutely true, this team has proven who it is and what it stands for and what the locker room and that they want to win. And if it were a team that were mailing it in routinely, you'd be livid, right? But it's not. You'd have a situation like the Chicago Bulls have right now, which is kind of a mess. But he said it's just not who they are. And I fundamentally believe that. What happened is Garrett Temple comes out and he missed like four corner threes right away, and it just snowballs. And there are nights you didn't have it, and that was just one of them. And it's kind of too bad it wasn't the other way around. Would have been much better for him not to have it in New Orleans and then win an inspired game against the Lakers. But I don't think it's representative of anything, really. And so at least the people who came to watch LeBron got their money's worth.
If you follow the NBA, you know that kind of stuff does happen to everybody at some point. To the Warriors less often than everybody else, but those nights happen to everybody. It's a weird league in that way. Either way, Grizzlies 15-10. Only two games out of first in the Western Conference, but also only two games out of ninth in the Western Conference. So it is a jumbled mess. And tonight they're in Denver. Tips at 8 o'clock Central. You can hear it on 92.9 FM ESPN. And I talked about this earlier. Every once in a while, in an 82 game, over the course of an 82 game NBA schedule, you're going to be presented with these opportunities that, in a different time, would look like a scheduled loss. But because of what's happened, that's got nothing to do with you, like it's a very obtainable win. And I think the Grizzlies are in that situation tonight. Listen, the Nuggets are better than the Grizzlies from a record perspective, from an advanced metrics perspective. They've got home court advantage tonight, but they're also maybe going to be without four of their five starters. Jamal Murray is going to be a game time decision. And so this is when you're, you know, looking at schedules 2 weeks ago or 2 months ago, you look at December 10th and you go, ooh, that's going to be tough. And it still might be tough, probably will be tough, but you got an opportunity to take what's supposed to be an L on your schedule and turn it into a win. And that's, I don't want to say it's something you got to take advantage of, but it's nice if you do.
No, it is nice if you do. Now, the only challenge, of course, is that we don't really know the health of Mike and Mark. They both played the other night, but Mike very clearly, his finger was red and swollen and was, I mean, he is not at all. He's had two bad shooting nights, and I don't think it's because Mike suddenly got bad. I think it's his finger, right? And then Mark has been diminished since he tweaked his ankle and his knee, I think. And so you hope that they are full health. And if they are, you're exactly right. It's an opportunity because they have a bunch of games against. They got Portland coming up. They got the Heat coming up. They got Houston coming up. And all of these they're in that in between. You know, you can win them, you can lose them very clearly. But more Western Conference games, and it's important that they take advantage of them when they can. I certainly would have taken 15-10 at this point in the season. I never actually would have imagined 15-10 at this point in the season. And so I think I'm grateful for where they are. But yes, a win tonight would surely be nice.
That is Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio tomorrow, 9 a.m. I'll join him right around 9:25. Thank you, sir.
See you, Matt.
Bye-bye. We'll be back in a second. How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself, and with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
Make your holiday entertaining a breeze with help from your Kroger Deli. You'll find great party platters, desserts, and more. Visit Kroger.com/order online today.
So there's a man named Sam. He had a home here in Memphis, and he wanted to sell it. So he did what I've been telling you to do for a while now, for years now. He listed it with Josh Heisar, Keller Williams Realty. Josh and Sam agreed on a price. Josh went to work. They got 13 showings, multiple offers. The home sold at the agreed-upon price in just 5 days. How does Josh Heisall do that? He does it with his 45-day guarantee plan. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. The first step, it has Josh helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. You guys agree on a price, then Josh goes to work. And if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll buy the home from you. You pick. It's totally up to you. And it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, even if your opinion doesn't make any sense, you can fire him, no questions asked. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Heisall. He sold more than 200 homes in the Memphis area last year. Let him sell yours next. 461-8147, 461-8147. On the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Tis the season. And you know what that means. The whole family celebrating under one roof. So your Wi-Fi needs to keep up. That's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience with the most reliable internet. Plus, see how you can save when you switch your wireless carrier to Xfinity Mobile. It's included with your internet. It's a new wireless network that automatically connects you to the most Wi-Fi hotspots in millions of places and the best 4G LTE everywhere else. So you use less data and save more money. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Celebrate the holidays with this amazing deal. Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Wireless savings compares average regular monthly charge of top providers. Requires equal bill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Offer ends 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New performance starter 25 megabits per second Internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement or promo, regular rates apply.
Hello, Brett Clark here, operating partner at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse. There's always a new culinary experience at Fleming's Steakhouse in Memphis. In the mood for surf and turf? Join us every Monday for an enticing three-course menu that includes our buttery filet mignon and sweet cold water lobster starting at $55. Want an impressive dinner for two? Try Tomahawk Tuesday, a 35-ounce prime tomahawk ribeye with two salads, two side items, and two desserts for only $120. Visit FlemingsSteakhouse.com or call 901-761-6200 to make your reservation today.
Men, are you looking for that perfect holiday gift for your special someone? Are you tired of looking around and not finding exactly what it is she wants? Look no further than Snead Medi Spa and Wellness. We make it easy on you. Gift cards in any amount you choose, along with a blanket or bathrobe or any other gift of choice. Couldn't be easier, and it's exactly what she wants. SneedMediSpa.com. That's SneedMediSpa.com.
There are margaritas, and then there are
margaritas!
Bring your party thirst to La Herradura Mexican Restaurant, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Memphis. Made from scratch guacamole, massive plates of Mexican cuisine, and the only restaurant on Summer Avenue with a full bar. Happy hour Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. with
margaritas!
For only $2. Don't miss karaoke every Friday night. La Herradura Mexican Restaurant, 4090 Summer Avenue. Just like being in Mexico.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go.
On a great mattress, you're not sleeping properly. You need a great mattress. You go to Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner. It's not your traditional mattress and furniture store. They got prices that are always 50% to 80% off retail stores, so they don't have to have sales. They're already killing the competition 52 weeks a year. Makes for a great Christmas present, too, long as we're being honest. You don't think about it in that way, but what could you give somebody better than the ability to have a great night of sleep? When Oliver had to get his first bed, we went to Sleepy Z's. And not only did we get a mattress there that is super comfortable, probably the most comfortable we got, it was the best price, too. Like, we'd have bought it no matter what, because we're going to support Michael. But, like, it really was cheaper than you could find it anywhere else. So if you need a mattress, you know where to go. Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner. Got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And when readers of the Commercial Appeal were asked to vote for the best mattress store in the area, the winner, four straight years, Sleepy Z's. They got furniture as well. So if you need anything to furnish your home, check there. You don't see it in the store. They got a 42-inch kiosk full of furniture. You can browse through it, find what you want. They'll get it for you. Located 2790 Kirby Whitten and Bartlett at the corner of Summer Avenue next door to Hollywood Feed. The number, 901-692-6200, 901-692-6200. They're on the web, sleepyzzz.com, sleepyzzz.com. 539, Gary Parish. Show 92.9 FM ESPN. Jeff, in that last segment, mentioned that, you know, after the Grizzlies play the Nuggets tonight, and Gary Darby will get you ready for that, then Eric Hasseltine on the call live from Denver, they got three straight home games. It's going to be Wednesday night against Portland, then Friday night against Miami, then Saturday night against Houston. Funny story. So I get this Facebook message from a guy several months ago. His name's Brian. Lives in Iowa. And he listens to the CBS Sports Eye on College Basketball podcast that I host. Big college basketball fan.
Yeah.
So he starts listening to it, and he gets into the podcast. Like, he likes the podcast.
Good deal.
For whatever reason. Probably just likes Matt Norlander. But he starts listening all the time.
I like it.
And because he likes the podcast, he's like, well, the host of the podcast has a radio show in Memphis. So he starts listening to the Gary Parish show.
Excellent.
And then starts turning his friends on to the Gary Parish show. So you got, it's Brian, who lives in Iowa.
Hey.
And his buddies, who are from New York. And mm-hmm. they all start tuning in to the radio show every once in a while. I'm not going to pretend they listen to every segment. Yeah. But enough to where they became interested in the Grizzlies and interested in the Tigers.
Oh, wow.
And they decided they wanted to come visit Memphis. And so they're coming to Memphis this weekend. And the reason they picked this upcoming weekend,
uh-huh.
and this is the part of the story that's just unfortunate. Uh-huh. Like I mentioned, the Brian's buddies are from New York.
Yeah.
They're big Carmelo Anthony fans. So they picked this weekend a long time ago. Because it was going to be Carmelo and the Houston Rockets coming to play the Memphis Grizzlies.
Sorry, guys.
So they bought tickets, they bought the flights, everything. And then, of course,
it
didn't go so well for Carmelo and the Rockets. Carmelo Anthony will not be in Memphis this weekend.
I don't think he's even going to get in a jersey anytime soon, it appears.
There was the report last week that LeBron was pushing for him to maybe join the Lakers. There's now a report, though, that maybe the Lakers are trying to do a deal for Trevor Ariza.
Saw that deal.
I saw somebody else speculate that they think Melo might really be done.
Yeah.
Which is just wild.
It is crazy.
When as recently as a year ago, the Oklahoma City Thunder thought that he was a missing piece
yes.
to something special.
Sure.
And then the Rockets, I don't know if they really thought it, but like, they could get him on a veteran's minimum. Like, let's bring him here. And then they were just like, this ain't working.
Yeah, pick him up.
And he might really just be done. And it actually, I think, goes hand in hand with what Joakim Noah
mm-hmm.
said last week after he played his first game with the Grizzlies. And he did some really thoughtful interviews, both on television and then in the locker room as well. He said that he went from being... And it's true, by the way.
Yeah.
He went from being an all-star to, like, not having a job. And it happened pretty quickly. And it was a reminder for him of how quickly this stuff can be taken from you.
Yeah.
When you are a 30-year-old all-star, you don't think you'll be out of the league by 32.
No.
And when you are Carmelo Anthony and, you know, the guy that you entered the NBA with in 2003, LeBron James, is still widely regarded as the best player on the planet.
Right.
You don't think that you'll be out of the league while he's still the best player on the planet.
Yeah.
You know, nobody thinks they're out of the league at this age, and yet he's out of the league at this age and maybe never to come back.
Sometimes you don't know. Sometimes you do know. I think sometimes you have to go through a thing. Clearly, Joakim Noah was really candid. I thought it was really refreshing, his interviews, watching him. You could just tell that this was a person that had sort of been humbled by the whole experience in New York and then getting waived.
Well, you would be, because he goes from Defensive Player of the Year to All-Star, two-time All-Star. First-team All-NBA guy.
All-defense, all that
and
stuff.
And then right? sign a big contract with your hometown Knicks. Like, everything is going perfect.
Yeah.
And then it just goes sideways. And next thing you know, the Knicks are telling you to go away, and then they're stretching your contract. And then, you know, like Joe acknowledged, he didn't know if he'd ever be able to, you know, get on a team again. And so he's very appreciative of the opportunity the Grizzlies have given him, because he's not just going to some bad team somewhere. You know, I suppose that this could turn on the Grizz at any moment,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, it's a veteran core that a team that has an identity, a team that's won 15 of its first 25 games, a team that's very much in the playoff picture.
Yeah. And it's exciting
in some
respects.
You get to go to that, yeah, if you're Joe Kim Noah, and surround yourself with some like-minded people. Like, I don't know that he wouldn't fit anywhere else in the NBA as well as he fits in Memphis, but I know he fits pretty well in Memphis.
Yeah.
Both with the identity the franchise has created, with the people in that locker room, and he's now got a second chance to, not be an all-star center again, but to be an important rotation player for a team that can win more than it loses and compete for a playoff spot. And as recently as, 6 weeks ago, he wasn't guaranteed, maybe 2 weeks ago, he wasn't guaranteed to have that opportunity. To circle it back to Carmelo, like, that might just be it for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you are a Hall of Fame player, and he is, he's a Hall of Fame player. You can say whatever you want to about him, but he's will be a first ballot Hall of Fame player. When you are that guy, you don't ever envision your career ending this way. Like, I promise you, Allen Iverson never envisioned his career ending this way. You know, you envision it maybe ending the way Kobe's did, where he gets that one last night.
Oh, he had it.
And it was the most inefficient night in the history of the NBA, but still, he's got this one big night where he's adored and he's the centerpiece of everything. And AI never got that, and now it looks like maybe Carmelo won't either, but there'll be some Carmelo Anthony fans inside FedEx Forum from out of town this weekend.
That'll be fun.
Even if Carmelo won't be there. Be back with dinner to go.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis' sports station. Tuesday at 5:25, listen for Coach Rick Barnes from the Tennessee Volunteers, 5:25 on the Gary Parrish Show. Saturday, listen to the Tennessee-Memphis game, pregame at 10:30. Tip off at 11 o'clock on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Get us on Instagram. Instagram.com/92.9ESPN. Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
The new fall goods are in at Suits U, so hurry in for the absolute best prices on suits from Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren, Rossi Mann, Steve Lance, Stacey Adams, and many more. Suits U has gorgeous sweaters and corduroy pants starting at $29.99, just in time for the cooler weather. Dress shoes from Stacey Adams, Giovanni, and Belvedere. 100% cotton dress shirts from $29.99. Four Memphis locations, 4835 American Way, 6297 Winchester, 1223 Shelby Drive, 4835 Austin Peay. Mention this ad and get a free gift at Suits U. We really suit you.
As you probably know, my wife and I had a baby at Regional One Health a couple of years ago, and I cannot recommend them enough. They took such great care of little Lou and my entire family in general. But as I've said before, you don't have to experience an emergency situation like we were experiencing an emergency situation to get great care from Regional One Health. And the East Campus is evidence of that. That's where Susan Edwards works, and she's at the Imaging Center on Regional One's East Campus. It provides an easy option for women to get their annual mammograms. You do not need a referral. You don't even need an appointment. And you do need a mammogram if you are 40 or up, because the American College of Radiology recommends annual mammogram screenings for women starting at the age of 40. So if you qualify for that, get in touch with Regional One's East Campus. You can reach them at 901-515-3600, 901-515-3600. Again, you don't need a referral. You don't even need an appointment. But if you want to make one, 901-515-3600. The East Campus, it's located at 6555 Quince Road, right at the Kirby exit of 385. So it's very easy to find, very easy to get to. You can learn more on the web, regionalonehealth.org.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. Suddenly, these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, they must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure to remember him this season.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
What if football didn't have to end?
This February, it doesn't. The Memphis Express begins its inaugural season as a member of the Alliance of American Football. Professional football is back at the Liberty Bowl and led by Hall of Famer and head coach Mike Singletary. Experience it for yourself with season tickets as low as $75. Visit memphis-express.com today to get on board. That's memphis-express.com. Professional football is back in the city of Memphis.
Dell's dedicated small business advisors give you tech advice and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. And now's the time to save on select business PCs with 8th Gen Intel Core processors until the end of the year. Maximize this year's budget and find the right tech solution for your business. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Visit Dell.com/business deals or call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Make your holiday entertaining a breeze with help from your Kroger Deli. You'll find great party platters, desserts, and more. Visit Kroger.com/order online today.
Get to us at Sundays.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show. Live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want to grip grain to my wrist.
The holiday season has arrived. So if you're like me, you probably got parties to attend. Might even be hosting a party. And if you're going to host a party, you're going to need alcohol. Who on earth would go to a Christmas party where there wasn't alcohol?
No.
That sounds like...
No.
Bad idea.
Gotta have it.
So buy a case. Buy two cases. New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka. It's made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. How smooth is it, Brad Carson?
So smooth you can drink it straight.
So smooth you can drink it straight. Now, you don't have to drink it straight. You can, though. That's the point. So that if you are a mixer... and you ever run out of your mixer,
yeah.
11:30 at night, 2:45 in the morning, I don't know what your habits are. You don't have to flip out. Oh, God, what am I going to do? You're going to drink it straight. So smooth you can drink it straight. Go to sleep, wake up tomorrow, figure it out. They got flavored vodkas as well. Apple peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. The newest is grapefruit. If you haven't tried that out yet, go try it. I can tell you, tastes exactly the way you would imagine grapefruit-flavored vodka would taste. Mix them up. Get wild. Because next time you're in a bar, restaurant, liquor store, ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but let's focus on the actual news. Mike Norvell has confirmed to both Mark Giannata and Jeff Calkins that he is going to remain the head coach at the University of Memphis. This was in question in recent days because he had been publicly attached to the Kansas State opening. And I told you last Friday there was an obvious connection there. Clint Dowdle, ECS grad, who was an associate athletic director at Kansas State, now works with CAA with Jimmy Sexton. Jimmy Sexton, of course, represents Mike Norvell. So, listen, from Kansas State's perspective, it always made sense to me. I've told you, if I were Kansas State or basically any school that needs a head football coach at the Power 5 level, Mike Norvell would be on the very short list of coaches I'd want to talk to. So it always made sense from Kansas State's perspective, from my perspective. But I did not think it was the job that, if I were Mike, I would leave Memphis for. Like I've said many, many times over the years, I don't get in the business of making career decisions for other people because what might be important to me might not be important to somebody else and vice versa. But strictly from a coaching career perspective, I didn't know why you leave a good group of five situation to take a bottom tier Power 5 job. Simply put, I think Mike Norvell will have a better opportunity than that one. I'll tell you what it reminds me of. Dan Hurley was at Rhode Island.
Yep.
2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And he was offered the Rutgers job.
Okay.
The big job in his home state.
Big Ten.
And I remember, I guess it's okay to say this, talking to him during that. He was real stressed out about it.
All right.
Because it was a lot of money, private planes. I mean, Rutgers has got all that Big Ten money. So it was a lot of money, private planes, 5-star hotels,
mm-hmm.
You know, big school in his home state.
Yep.
And I told Dan what I would tell anybody. Do what you think is best for you and your family. But since you're asking, I will say this. You got a good team coming back.
Yeah.
At Rhode Island. I bet you you'll get offered better jobs this time next year than the job you're getting offered right now.
Yes.
Now, you might not care, and you might just want to do this, and that's fine.
All right.
But I feel comfortable suggesting you will get a better job offer from a basketball program perspective this time next year than you've got on the table right now. And I think multiple people told him that, honestly.
Yeah.
But he ended up passing on Rutgers. A year later,
UConn
gets offered the UConn job. He's now the head coach at UConn. I say the same thing about Mike Norvell. Assuming that he was offered Kansas State or could have been the Kansas State coach if he wanted to be, I think this time next year he'll get better offers than the Kansas State job. And so it's probably smart of him to pass and obviously great for the University of Memphis.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Grizzlies, Nuggets, Pepsi Center, Denver, Colorado. Tip is scheduled for 8 o'clock. Gary Darby will start getting you ready right around 7:30. Then Eric Hasseltine is going to have the call. Like I said, tip off a little after 8 o'clock. This is a loss on the schedule, should be, but it's a very obtainable win because the Nuggets are banged up. Just lost to the Hawks. They could be down four starters tonight, so they're only a two-point favorite over the Grizzlies. The total's 197. Tip, 8 o'clock. You can listen right here, 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
Christmas Vacation's on AMC at 6. Santa Claus the Movie is on CMT at 7. The Voice is on NBC at 7. WWE Monday Night Raw on USA Network at 7. The Post is on HBO at 8 o'clock. Up late, Ellen DeGeneres is going to be on Jimmy Kimmel. John Mulaney is going to be on Jimmy Fallon. Ryan Cranston is going to be on Stephen Colbert. Lucas Graham on Seth Meyers and Ice Cube on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
So every Monday I do this Politex, Kyle.
Yep.
Today's Monday. Yep. So I worked all afternoon on one. And for the first time ever, my editor said, we think this one's too mean. So they're holding it right now for me to get done with radio and go back and soften it just a little bit. But I took this AP poll
voter,
and I put him right in my sights, and I think I exposed him as a bit of a dummy. So keep an eye out on that tonight. I'm going to tinker with it right now, right in the studio.
Yeah,
then I'll send it to my editors. I'll tweet it at some point.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Tuesday. We'll look back at Nuggets Grizz right at the top of the show. Keith Easterwood's going to join me at 425. Jeff Calkins at 5 o'clock. And then at 525, Tennessee basketball coach Rick Barnes, whose Vols are now ranked second in the CBS Sports Top 25 and 1/3 in the AP poll. He'll join me as well. Should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. Meet me back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind, be good, rep your hood.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
Looking for a great breakfast in East Memphis or Germantown? This is Gary Parrish telling you to look no further than Stack's Pancake Kitchen, where they have delicious egg omelets and other favorites like shrimp and grits, French toast, breakfast egg rolls, breakfast quesadillas, and my personal favorite, the now famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Trust me, you're not going to be disappointed in any of those things. One location, 4615 Poplar, basically Poplar and Perkins Extended. The newer spot's at 7704 Poplar in Germantown Village Square, right across from Germantown Methodist Hospital. And remember, Stack's also caters. Check the menu, stackspancakes.com.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, huge engagement ring sale going on right now. Get bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing. Great gifts for anybody's budget. Robert Irwin Jewelers, four convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Main Event is gonna wow ya because $7 per activity play all day is here. $7 bowling, billiards, laser tag, and more. Any activity all day, just $7. Wow. Only at Main Event.
The best place in Tunica for sports betting is now open. The Book It Horseshoe. Analyze your favorite team's performance to make a winning bet. Not sure how to bet? Our knowledgeable, friendly, and helpful staff is ready to assist you. Come in today and see why the Book It Horseshoe is your favorite place to bet and watch all the action. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
What if football didn't have to end?
This February, it doesn't. The Memphis Express begins its inaugural season as a member of the Alliance of American Football. Professional football is back at the Liberty Bowl and led by Hall of Famer and head coach Mike Singletary. Experience it for yourself with season tickets as low as $75. Visit memphis-express.com today to get on board. That's memphis-express.com. Professional football is back in the city of Memphis.
Hey, Tennessee. Geico presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Sometimes I tell people I have plans, when really I'm going to mindlessly scroll through my social feed until my battery runs out.
See?